For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras. In a presidential election where a border wall and immigration are front and center, people are watching the Latino vote. This year, there's a record 27 million Hispanics eligible to vote, and almost half of them are millennials. I caught up with some young first-time Latino voters to find out what they thought about their candidates and if their votes matter. It's lunchtime at El Centro College in downtown Dallas, and people are milling about the cafeteria. And at one table, volunteers encourage students to register to vote. Jocelyn Medrano just signed up. At 18, she's one of the 1.5 million Hispanic millennials in Texas, and says she feels pressure to vote, since it's the first time she can, even though she doesn't trust either candidate.
It's kind of between two people that are so, I don't know, they're so different, and like, I feel like they're just saying things now to just get elected.
This lack of enthusiasm might be one reason why about 2.5 million Hispanics of voting age aren't registered to vote in Texas. At El Centro, students say they're especially concerned about Donald Trump.
All his ideas, and they don't correlate to what I need. You know, like, he's misogynist and against Hispanics.
It makes me concerned for, like, most of my family. I wouldn't really want to lose them, have them go back to Mexico or anything.
That was Paulina Gonzalez and Joel Segura. She's 19 and he's 18, and this will be the first time casting a ballot for the president. They're part of a growing demographic. Nationally, a projected 12 million Hispanic millennials will be eligible to vote this November. But in Texas, you can't vote unless you're registered, and time's almost up.
Most people don't pay attention to elections until 2 weeks out.
Lydia Camarillo is with the Southwest Voter Education Project.
The Texas requirements are that you must register 30 days out. So if people aren't registered when they're paying attention 2 weeks before the election, they lose an opportunity to vote because they weren't able to register in time.
Camarillo says Trump is not focusing on attracting the Latino vote. And that's a problem if he wants to win favor with the Latino electorate. Recently, the civic group Voto Latino says it helped register over 28,000 people in Texas. The surge in registration could be tied to Donald Trump's comments about building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico and about possibly deporting millions of undocumented immigrants. Joel Segura just started at El Centro and is the first person in his family to go to college. He says he wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders, but now he's undecided. Segura even says his usually apolitical family is taking notice this year.
I hear him talking about it like more than usual, mainly like favoring Hillary Clinton, like why we should vote for her and stuff, and then why like Trump is a bad person. So yeah, it's definitely brought up more conversation within the family.
Voter outreach groups hope increased attention to issues in the Latino community will bring more people to the polls. In the 2012 presidential election, per capita, Texas Latinos voted 9% less than the national average. Camarillo with the Southwest Voter Education Project says that's because in a red state like Texas, it's easy to feel like your vote doesn't matter. Matt Barreto is co-founder of the polling and research firm Latino Decisions. He understands that feeling.
A typical election here in Texas might be decided by 700,000 votes. That's a landslide. That's a lot. That makes it very hard. Texas is not competitive.
El Centro student Paulina Gonzalez says she's heard that at home.
Usually my parents think that your vote doesn't count and stuff, so they never really cared to vote.
She, however, is pumped to vote and says there's only one candidate for her, Hillary Clinton. And this millennial is excited to share the experience with her dad. He's planning to cast his first ballot as well.
But since Trump is in this election, he's like strongly against Mexicans and trying to build a wall, so he thought it was time to vote.
Gonzalez will just have to make sure her old man is registered first. Gus Contreras, KERA News.